This is the morning brief from the Economic Times.
For months now, my colleague Ashwin Manikandan has been hearing rumors that BillDesk, India's oldest and most profitable payments gateway, is up for grabs.
Every year, there is some rumor around the sale of BillDesk, and it's been so for the past 4 to 5 years. There have been no shortage of suitors as well. In fact, the first time really BillDesk was put to the block, I mean, founders were looking for exit, was sometime around 2012 when American Express was offered BillDesk for as low as $400 million, which Amex thought was too expensive for a pure play payment gateway, which is not even consumer facing, and they passed on the deal. In the past 4 years, I think PayPal has inquired about a potential acquisition, even Reliance for that matter.
Then on Tuesday came the formal announcement.
Now onto the big story. In a major consolidation in the payments sector, process-backed PayU has acquired payments company BillDesk for $4.7 billion. The deal will bring Process's cumulative investment in the Indian tech sector to more than $10 billion.
PayU's parent, Process, the investment arm of South African publisher turned internet giant Naspers, paying $4.7 billion for BillDesk, that too in cash, at valuations that are 18 times the target's revenues, are eye-popping to say the least. To put it in perspective, over the last 6 years, Naspers has spent $6 billion in India across multiple investments, including Swiggy. But now, in one shot, it is spending 78% of that amount to buy a single company. Must be super important. Coming up on the show, what does this mega merger mean for you and me? For the two companies and the larger fintech ecosystem, was this deal all business, or was there a dash of geopolitics as well that swung it in the end? Stay tuned. I'm Arijit Barman. It's Friday, 3rd of September. This is The Morning Brief.
Us and the BillDesk founders see the market in a similar way and have very similar philosophies of operating. And the way the market is evolving, with payments about to grow 10x again, right, over the next few years, we thought bringing these companies together, leveraging our strengths together, will create one of the leading digital payment companies. We operate in this space in 20 markets, and we invest and look at payment companies all the time. And we are very confident it's the fair price, given the growth potential of the market, the growth potential of the company, the platform they have built, and the economics they already produce.
That's Anirban Mukherjee, CEO, PayU India since 2019. A former Standard Chartered banker who was also part of the top leadership team at Reliance Industries' Jio Money. But what does BillDesk do really that makes it so valuable?
BillDesk has two major platforms. One is the bill payments platform, and second is the payment aggregation platform. So the bill payment platform, when you as a consumer go into your internet banking account and pay a bill, or you go into one of the consumer apps and pay a bill, the back end of that is provided in many cases by BillDesk. Similarly, the framework and the infrastructure a merchant needs to collect all these payments digitally across all these banks and consumer tech companies and everybody, that infrastructure is provided by BillDesk. So it's on both the biller side as well as the what we call the bank side or the issuer side of the platform. That's what they have built that's really special. And then on the payment aggregation side, it's like when you go to any online checkout site and you pay there, the page that comes up, right? And the whole payment infrastructure that a merchant has for anybody to pay using any payment options, that's the other business they have, which is the payment aggregation business. It's very valuable because, look, this is merchants accepting digital payments is how the whole payment ecosystem moves forward. It's not enough that consumers like you and me don't want to deal in cash. The merchant has to have the ability to accept that payment, and that's what they bring for billers and for merchants.
But shouldn't banks be doing all this?
So banks are strong partners in this, but the solutions, the technology platforms you need, both on the merchant end and in some cases the consumer end, that is where players like BillDesk and PayU come in.
So with digital retail payments rising 80% between 2018-19 and now to touch $44 billion, as per the Reserve Bank data, payment gateways have become crucial for seamless transactions.
The growth rate of Indian payment systems has been indeed phenomenal, creating new records with each passing day. Retail payment systems such as UPI and Aadhaar-enabled payment service, AEPS, have changed the entire dynamics of retail payment systems as they are being used at every nook and corner of the country.
Come to think of it, these days we buy everything online, don't we? From coffees to cars, groceries to guitar. We pay our bills online, buy tickets online, book holidays online, find romance online, even watch football and cricket online. Online is omnipresent.
In the past 5 years, we take 2016 as the base year also because of the demonetization, which was really the first real disruption event in this particular ecosystem. From 2016, transaction volume has grown at an CAGR, compounding annual rate of 66%. From 3.1 billion transactions, now the total transactions are more than 40.1 billion. In fact, daily average transactions from 8 billion in 2015 is now 142 million.
Contextualize the whole thing. In 2020, that's last year, 40% of Indian payments were made via digital or mobile wallets like GPay, Paytm, PhonePe, and others. That's slightly more than all transactions made via credit cards, debit cards, and bank transfers together. Then came cash on deliveries, buy now, pay later, and other modes. Just sing along. So more digital payments means more transactions that needs to be processed smoothly by back-end processors like BillDesk. And once through all the regulatory hoops, PayU and BillDesk together will create the world's seventh largest online payment company that will be processing $147 billion worth of payment volumes annually.
RBI's vision document says we should all try and make it 10x of what it is today, right? Today, India stands at 22 transactions per capita per year, and this could easily be 220 plus in the next few years. And so lots and lots of growth to come, because fundamentally cash is not easy, not cheap, a hard thing.
A large part of this phenomenal growth is fueled by the cheap data plans from our telcos like Reliance Jio that has ushered in the fintech revolution. Add to that our demographics that tilts towards youthful, mobile flaunting cohorts. Getting proper data for our payment gateway market is not easy, but without a doubt, BillDesk and PayU will be a domineering force.
BillDesk is very strong in bill payments, and PayU is a strong player in e-commerce payments, and therefore we are fairly complementary to each other. And bringing this together helps us get more scale and will help us foster much more innovation. Yes, certainly, they are very strong in government, and we are very strong in travel. Those are the two. If you look at sectors, that's where I think there is also complementarity.
What has held BillDesk in great stead is, despite competition, it's managed to hold on to its core proposition, processing credit card, power, telephone, gas, and other utility bill payments on the Bharat bill payment system.
They have been able to balance scale with innovations. Many companies, as they start scaling, they lose being on the cutting edge of innovation. They focus on only today's business and not tomorrow's opportunities. And these guys are always at the cutting edge of whatever is happening in the industry. And that is very rare to achieve. Second is they're always focused on solving the merchant's problem, right? They have built a rational business model and they have continued to stay very true to that. And third is they take an ecosystem approach, right? They partner very strongly with banks, with all financial institutions, and with merchants, and they've built a platform, right? They're interested in digitizing the transactions. It doesn't matter how it happens. And that mature thinking and taking an ecosystem approach is the other reason they have succeeded.
And many of these customers are sticky. And time to time, product innovations have also helped edge past competition.
They have been among the first to launch new products in the payments market. The payments market has gone through many twists and turns over the last 20 years as the frameworks have evolved, as internet has become better, as smartphones arose. And they originally built the platform to take people away from cash and checks and start using digital payments. As the environment changes, as the technology changes, they stay at the cutting edge of it.
Therefore, by plugging BillDesk into its expanding basket of payments and fintech operations, PayU should be able to extract cost and revenue synergies, typically about one-tenth of the cost base. BillDesk also allows PayU and its parent process to build out client bases at both ends of the transaction, offering payments platform for merchants and businesses like a RazorPay, plus a consumer-facing digital financial supermarket like Paytm that can offer a whole new suite of products and offerings like wealth management, insurance, broking to cash in on the flywheel effect.
PayU is trying to do three things in India. PayU is trying to build a large digital payments platform, which now I think we have the bone structure to do that. PayU is one of the innovators in digital credit. We were the first ones to launch Buy Now, Pay Later under the brand name of LazyPay. And we continue to be one of the innovators in digital payments, in digital credit. And we want to build a full fintech ecosystem by partnering with entrepreneurs who are building digital first companies. So far, we have invested in Fizdom and DotPay and IndiaGold, and we look forward to doing more there. Certainly, this acquisition will help with both distribution of those products as well as, you know, drive further innovation.
A bank license, perhaps?
So, first of all, the deal is just signed. It's not yet closed and it's subject to regulatory and CCI approvals. Even post-close, we will take a very considered view and very deliberate process to figure out how do we leverage each other's strengths. I expect the platforms to run separately for the foreseeable future. Certainly, we will do nothing to disrupt well-functioning platforms and services to merchants. Whatever we do, we will consult merchants and RBI and then find the best path forward.
All this is great, but if one entity has 70 to 75% share of the market, won't there be concerns over monopoly?
Obviously, there is a competition risk as well as concerns around the lines of conflict of interest due to common ownership. These are the things that both the parties have discussed with the regulators, as I understand. In fact, the entire transaction, it was nicknamed as Project Bolt by both the parties involved because it seemed they wanted this deal to sort of happen quickly. And the idea was also to make every aspect of the transaction very clear to the regulator because the founders also anticipate this sort of risk.
Now, Prosus says that the acquisition of BillDesk will see PayU become one of the leading online payment providers globally, handling a total payment volume of $147 billion. Together, the two payment players expect to create a financial ecosystem handling 4 billion transactions annually, which is four times PayU's current level in India.
The other big challenge, like most large mergers and acquisitions, will be integrating two operations. To be fair, PayU is an experienced hand, having acquired four fintech companies in 5 years and have managed to integrate their operations, even management, and their founders.
They are with us for the foreseeable future. We see eye to eye. We want to build this together and continue our journey. As I said, it's a huge journey in front of us. What has happened is like we are 10-20% of the way through. India is still either 70% cash or 80% cash based on how you cut the data. And that's the journey we are together in for.
For all these years, fintech seemed all about acquiring new customers and making them digital natives in your ecosystem. But that comes at a huge cost and lots of advertising and brand building dollars. The good news is now even back-end infrastructure providers are getting their dues. After all, if the pipe is clogged, what's the point of diverting all the traffic online? The valuation bump will be huge. For all these years, PayU has been reinvesting whatever money the businesses have been throwing up in India or using the cash to acquire or invest other local players to create a complete ecosystem. At a time when RBI is planning parallel payments infrastructure, it would be interesting to see how the two deal with it. BillDesk and PayU have bid separately as part of two different consortiums for the new NUE. One led by Tata's, the other as Amazon, Visa and banks like Axis and ICICI, among others.
Now, top banks, corporate houses, tech giants and payment companies are eyeing the license to set up a pan-India umbrella entity for retail payments in India, which will rival the government-owned NPCI. At least 4 to 5 consortiums are expected to apply.
But most importantly, what does this mega announcement mean for you and me? Will anything change for us? And what would a deal like this do to a larger fintech space and for newer players like Razorpay? As I said in the beginning, there is a bit of geopolitics as well that played its bid to seal this acquisition. Prosus, that is PayU's parent, is best known for its almost 29% stake in Chinese internet colossus Tencent, which dominates the market value of the company, as well as its South African parent Naspers, leading their share prices to discount their other investments. But with Beijing's new trust-busting zeal spoiling the party for China's consolidators, scuppering Tencent's plans to create a $5.3 billion live streaming giant by bolting together Douyu and Hua, the action is moving elsewhere. Without such political roadblocks, Prosus is keen to double down on India to build a similar ecosystem. So expect much more to come in areas like food and classifieds and, of course, fintech, its three main sweet spots. Capital is certainly not an issue. Just 5 years ago, it paid $130 million to buy Citrus. Now, it's signed on a multi-billion dollar check in a heartbeat. I'm Arijit Barman, and you've been listening to The Morning Brief. This episode was edited and coordinated by Nehal Chaliawala. I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode. We look forward to your feedback. Write to us at themorningbrief@timesgroup.com. And if you like the episode, please share on your social media handles. We'll really appreciate it. The Morning Brief drops every Tuesday, Thursdays, and Friday. Thank you for listening, and have a great weekend. Goodbye. Good luck. All edited sound clips used in this episode belongs to their respective owners. Credits mentioned in the description.